Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Spurs Up Show, best Gamecocks podcast on the internet. Today is Friday, April the 9th, 2021. On today's show, I lock in my prediction as the Gamecocks host the Missouri Tigers this weekend at Founders Park. Guys, I'll give my official prediction breakdown the weekend as South Carolina looks to improve on their 6-3 SEC record. Also, we do have a piece of news regarding Gamecocks basketball as there is a meeting today to resolve a athletic contract of sorts. Hint, hint, Frank Martin. I'll talk about that, what I think it means, and give my prediction for Frank's future in Columbia, guys. All that, much more here on a Friday. It's all brought to you by our friends over at Upstate Movers Group. Guys, Upstate Movers Group, superior moving service. They bring care and attention the companies can't offer because they're just too busy maintaining trucks and profiting off of them instead of focusing on service. Guys, service is what separates Upstate Movers Group from the competition. They're not a trucking company. They're a moving services company, and they're also employee-owned co-op. Their movers are paid twice the industry average, and everyone on the crew is invested in your success. They have dedicated professional crew members, and they also offer black glove service. They offer end-to-end packing services, custom crating and packaging for special items, and cleaning services as well. They're founded by Greenville natives and University of South Carolina alumni, guys, so a Gamecock-owned small business. They also offer 20 years of project management moving experience, and they can offer logistics and solutions that traditional moving companies simply do not have the skills for. Guys, whether in the upstate or across the state of South Carolina, if you have any moving needs in 2021, be sure to check out our friends over at Upstate Movers Group. You can find them on social media at Upstate Movers Group. Or of course, if you have any other questions, go to their website, upstatemoversgroup.com. That's upstatemoversgroup.com. Be sure to check them out and tell them Chris from the Spurs Up Show sent you. Let's get it. Doing happy Friday, TGIF. Hope you're all doing well, folks. I'm Chris Phillips, host of the Spurs Up Show. As always, and I'm fired up here on a Friday because, again, of course, it is game day as Gamecocks baseball hosts the Missouri Tigers at home this weekend at Founders Park. Gamecocks looking to bounce back from their midweek loss to the North Carolina Tar Heels and improve on that 6-3 SEC record. Again, folks, hope you're doing well. TGIF, whether you're in the office, you're at home, you're on the commute, maybe you got the day off, whatever it may be, you're starting your weekend early, wherever this finds you, hope you are doing well. Hope you're enjoying the Masters, by the way. I can confirm to you guys that I watched way too much golf on Thursday afternoon, watched way too much golf, but I loved it. We all love it. It's great. I'm sure if you're at work right now and you're a golf guy like me, you're probably sitting there with you got the dual monitors, you got your work on one, you got the Masters on the other, and just kind of kicking it and hanging out and doing your thing, whatever. And I don't blame you one bit. But with that being said, we're not going to spend this entire podcast talking about golf or any of it for that matter. We're talking Gamecocks baseball as I lock in my official prediction for this weekend. Can South kind of bounce back from that midweek loss? Can they take 2 of 3 or better yet, even sweep a struggling Missouri team? And you know what's interesting, guys? When you look at this series, the thing, of course, that jumps out is on the stat sheet is the ERA. Over a 7-team ERA, 7.15. And I know fans are going to look at this weekend and say, oh, you know, it's Mizzou. Look how bad they are. I think they're like 10-17 this year. You know, they've only won one series and they've gotten pretty much blown out the other ones. And you know, oh, they're not very good. You know, they're this, they're that, whatever. We should just crush them. And you never want to take anyone lightly when it comes to an SEC series because anybody can beat you on any given weekend. But guys, think of the matchups here this weekend. Starting tonight, you got Thomas Farr for the Gamecocks. 2-1 with a 2.97 ERA. The Mizzou side, you've got Seth Halverson. 3-1, but with a 6.48 ERA. South Carolina on Saturday, Brandon Jordan, of course, 3-2 with a 3.19. Spencer Miles, 1-5 with a 7.01 from Mizzou. And then, of course, the Gamecocks are TBA Sunday, but I think we all agree and think that Will Sanders is going to get the ball. Zach Hyes for them, a true freshman, 0-3 with a 5.62 ERA. So the ERAs jump out to you even in the starting rotation. And, you know, just getting straight to it, I kind of want to remove the dramatics here on a Friday. You know, of course, I was feeling good about this series, you know, looking at it on the schedule in the preseason. You know, it's one of those that you're never going to find me disappointed or upset or anything of that nature if you take two of three in the SEC. I don't give a damn who you're playing. You could be playing the worst team in the conference. You take two of three, though, you did your job. You had a successful weekend. But I said this earlier in the season about one of the non-conference series, and I think it applies here as well. It's not necessarily sweep or bust like we talked about yesterday, but it's just one of those, if you can sweep at home, you like to get it, of course. It's the most sweepable series. I don't know if sweepable is a word, but it's the most sweepable series you have left on this schedule. And of course, guys, we all know the question revolves around the hitting. You know, Gamecocks only had three hits in their loss on Tuesday night. And at times when South Carolina hasn't hit, they haven't won. Bottom line, most of the times that's happened, they haven't won. And that's the thing that ebbs and flows with this team is the hitting. I think we all can agree and we think, and like I said, guys, I think there's going to come a weekend that, you know, the pitching needs the hitting to pick it up a little bit. But I don't think this is that weekend. You know, you got a Missouri squad hitting 242 on the year, and they've just been scuffling all the way around. Really surprised me last week when Missouri went on the road to College Station and took two out of three from Texas A&M, especially after they got blasted in game one, 16-2. So, you know, Missouri right now is feeling confident. They're riding a high. I don't think they had a midweek game this week. So they're riding high off winning two out of three. And, you know, maybe they feel like, you know, oh, we're getting the swing of things. We're getting the groove. Here we go. Granted, I don't think Texas A&M is very good this year. Picked to finish last in the West, I believe. But when it comes to this series, you know, as weird as this may sound, you know, if you would have beaten North Carolina, you know, I think this team has the right leaders and the veteran presence. And I've talked about that over and over this season, where they're going to approach each and every single game the right way. They're not going to take a single game for granted, especially in the SEC. But I think you take a team that's also pissed off after losing to UNC on Tuesday. And again, everything I just mentioned understands the importance of these weekends and understands what it means to play at home. And I think it'll be a beautiful weekend for baseball at Founders Park. And I think the crowd will be solid. The heckling fans, shout out to, what are we calling them? The Rowdy Roosters? Are we calling them the Founders Fanatics, the Foul Line Fanatics? Whatever. I like Rowdy Roosters personally, but that's just me. But they'll be out and about again. Weather will be great. Ball will be flying all over the yard this weekend. It'll be warm. Ball's going to carry. Ball's going to carry. And I think it's a weekend where, you know what, South Carolina, I don't want to say they're struggling at the plate, because you had a really good weekend at Georgia and you had one game where tip your cap to UNC, they threw really well and they beat you. But for a South Carolina lineup that is continuing to evolve its approach and to get better and navigate throughout this season, I think facing this Missouri pitching staff is going to be just what the doctor ordered. And after that loss to UNC, I'm not worried. I'm not sweating South Carolina's hitting. If you don't hit this weekend against this staff, we're going to have some issues. You know, Thomas Farr goes for his first SEC win tonight. And the thing that's really bit him, he hasn't gotten a ton of run support. He should get that run support tonight. There's no question in my mind. And I think when you look at the matchup, again, you hate to rely on the statistics because the game isn't played on paper, right? It's played on the field in between the white lines. But the statistics do give us a very, very good indication about both teams. And what the statistics tell me is Missouri is struggling on the mound. There's no other way to put it. 7.15 team ERA. Struggling on the mound. Meanwhile, the Gamecocks have been fantastic. And so you know your pitchers are going to give you three good outings. Your starters are going to give you three good outings. Your pitchers are going to give you a chance to win every single ball game. It's all about, do the bats come around and do what they need to do, what they're supposed to do? I think we'd all agree, yet again, this is going to be a weekend where you want to see your hitters take advantage. You want to use this as a weekend for momentum because, hey, guys, guess what? The gauntlet kicks in again, which the entire SEC schedule is a gauntlet, but the gauntlet really kicks in again starting next weekend. You go at LSU, Arkansas at home, at Ole Miss, Mississippi State at home. And people scoff at that LSU series because LSU is 1-8 entering the weekend. Guys, when you got to go to Baton Rouge, I will be giddy taking two out of three from them at their place. But so I think this team certainly understands that. You know, their motto, their message is we want to go 1-0 every single day. Mors mihi lucrum. And they want to go 1-0 every single day. Get it? Right. And so when I look at this series, though, you know, I think taking 2 out of 3 is a given. I really do. I think Sal kind of matches up really well. I think the Gamecocks hitters will get back in their flow this weekend. And I think the baseball is going to be flying all over the yard at Founders Park all weekend long. Again, I think this team's going to understand what's at stake. They're going to use this weekend for momentum. They're going to play their best baseball 3 straight days. And I do think South Carolina, guys, I'm going to lock it in right now. The Gamecocks get the sweep over Missouri this weekend. I think it might be interesting at times. I don't think Mizzou's going to come in and lay down. I don't think we're going to be able to just roll our helmets out there. But if South Carolina hits the way they're capable against a struggling Mizzou staff, again, I think the Gamecocks could run away with all 3 games. I think it's very, very possible. So, again, I think the Gamecocks do sweep. I like the matchup overall. Again, the game's not played on paper, and anybody can beat anybody if you catch them on the right day. But if South Carolina comes out and does what it needs to do and handles its business and plays its brand of baseball, not even worry about who the opponent is, they will win all 3 games. I have no doubt about that. So, again, I've got the Gamecocks sweeping Mizzou. I think it'll be a fun series, and I think it'll be a fun series for South Carolina offensively as well. We want to see the approaches get back to what they were pre-UNC, right? Guys not being so jumpy, being more patient, you know, having a true approach. I think we will see that. I think that was a little bit of a, not a wake-up call, but, you know, maybe shook them a little bit, that Tuesday night loss, and you kind of go back to the drawing board and you step back and say, okay, let's get back within ourselves. Let's do what we know how to do. Let's handle our business. And I think South Carolina will be very motivated, determined, and locked in to do that this weekend. I think they'll do that. And again, I think they will win all 3 games. So, again, guys, lock me in. I've got the Gamecocks sweeping the Missouri Tigers and improving to 9-3 in the SEC, which would be a fantastic SEC record at this point. Would be amazing to be 9-3 after, what, 4 weeks in SEC play. But, again, I think the Gamecocks are very capable. And like I said, guys, if South Carolina does lose one and they win 2 out of 3, it's okay. It's okay because, again, the goal is to win every single series, bottom line. But this is just one that you look at the rest of the schedule and you're like, man, this is by far the most sweepable series we have left. Let's take advantage of it. So, you know, I think South Carolina will. I think South Carolina do that. I think they'll take advantage. I think the pitchers will continue to dominate, and I think the Gamecocks hitters are going to wake up in a big way this weekend. Going to be a lot of fun. So, again, I got the Gamecocks sweeping Mizzou. Would love to hear you guys' predictions. Leave them in the comments. Leave them, submit them, DM them, whatever you want to do. Would love to hear what you guys think is going to happen this weekend. All right, one last thing, one last note, guys, before we wrap up here, we go into the weekend. It was confirmed on social media. By David Cloninger and some other South Carolina media types. This was straight from his Twitter. There's a USC Board of Trustees meeting tomorrow, a.k.a. today. On the agenda is, quote, proposed contractual matters involving athletics employment agreements. I wonder who that could be about. Yeah, it's definitely Frank Martin. My prediction is this, guys. I think Frank's going to be back. I think Frank will be back. I think they're going to give him that 2-year extension, but I think they're going to lower that buyout so low that if he doesn't meet expectations next year, whatever those expectations are, I think they should be and will be the NCAA tournament. They're going to lower the buyout to the point where they can easily let him go. But they had to extend his contract if they're going to bring him back. You need to understand that. They had to extend his contract because you can't coach. You certainly can't recruit under a 2-year deal. You've got to have that 4-year window. If you're going to sell the program to kids and to people, you got to have that 4-year window and at least pretend and make people think that you're going to be there for the next 4 years. But really what this is, guys, is USC wanted to work this and negotiate this to where it is a 1-year contract. It's a 1-year contract for Frank Martin. He's going to have the opportunity next year to get after it, to fix things, to make amends, to show that 2020 was a fluke, or 2021, excuse me, to show that this season was a fluke. And so, again, we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. But I think he'll be back. I think he'll be back. And you know what will be nice? Hopefully today, by the time you're hearing this, the sound of my voice, we already know. But it will be so nice to just get this BS over with, to get this saga that is and was the Frank Martin saga over with. You know, because I've just gotten to the point where I'm like, I don't care if he's leaving or coming back. Just say something so we can move on with our lives. Why has this taken over a month? Why has it taken over a month? But again, meeting today, I think we should hear something today. And I do think Frank Martin will be back. He'll be coaching in Columbia. So we'll see what happens. Should be a fun season next season. The expectations will be clearly established. And, you know, you're going to have basically a brand new roster. So we'll go from there and see what happens. But overall, you know, happy Frank will return. If he does, happy Frank will return if he gets the opportunity and try to redeem himself. I think every man deserves a shot at redemption. So there you go. But again, guys, that's going to do it all for me. Appreciate you all tuning in. Seriously, sincerely, thank you so much for another great week. The content rolling here throughout this week with baseball, basketball, football, everything, a little bit of everything this week. No live stream watch alongs, of course, this weekend. I will be at all. Actually, I'll be at two of the three games. Sunday, I am going to Atlanta to go to the Braves game. So we will not have the Daily Crow on Monday, by the way, because I will be coming back from there. And that's tentative. So you guys just hang with me. But again, thank you so much, guys, for your love, support, everything else, guys. You mean the world. You make this thing go. And I truly do appreciate it. Have a great weekend. And before I leave you, I'll say this, go Cox, beat Mizzou, and we'll talk to you on Monday.